This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
So, front page of the Herald says that there are people that are making use of these little shorter trips with the Opal card so they can get their ninth trip for free. So they take eight short trips. It's a little complicated, but they take all eight short trips and they take their ninth one is for free. So they do it by going to Pyrmont and they ride along the light rail or they walk along the light rail swiping their card just so they can build up those trips to get their freebie. Sounds like a hell of a lot of work. But apparently it does save you a lot of money. Tim is on the line. We've tracked Tim down. He is what is called a newfangled term for you. He's an Opal runner. He's a person that will take your card and he'll run up your trip so you can get your free one. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Justin. My name's actually Ken, sorry.
I'm sorry. Can you say it again for me?
Ken?
Pen.
Ken.
Pen. Okay. Can you do me a favour? I'm not sure if I explained that well enough. Did I have that about right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. So tell me what an Opal runner does.
So an Opal runner, what they do is instead of you doing those runs yourself, you would use the service of an Opal runner to do that for you.
Okay. So I would come up to you and I'd say, Chen, here's my card. You take it and go and run up some trips for me.
That's correct.
Okay. And where would you go to do this?
So the most efficient one, the most efficient place to do it at the moment is between Pyrmont Bay Light Rail Opal Pole.
Yeah.
And the Star Opal Pole.
Gee, you've worked this out. What's the distance between those two?
I don't know exactly, but I think it's roughly like 200 metres or something.
Okay. Do people walk that to swipe it, or do they actually ride on the rail itself?
It depends on how quickly you want to finish it and how fit you are. So you can take a scooter if you want to do it quicker.
All right. Let's try this on for size. Give me a little rough calculation here. If I was, say, living in the city, in the CBD, and I caught the, let's say, Central Station. I was around Redfern, and I grabbed the Central Station. And I went from Central Station to St. Leonard Station every day, so a working week. Mm-hmm. If I were to hire you as an Opal runner for me, and I give you a card, how much would that save me?
For that distance, it probably doesn't make sense.
You're doing yourself out of a job here, mate.
Yeah, so the service is only suitable for those who live far away. So, places like Campbelltown, even like Doonside or somewhere far away.
Sutherland, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
All right, so you don't hire an Opal runner to do the job if you're in a short distance. And for these people that have been doing it, that are Opal miners, they only do it, you'd only do it if you're travelling a long distance.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's do this then. Let's do this. If I was going from Sutherland to the CBD and I hired you, how much would I save?
Let's take the example from Campbelltown to Sydney CBD, because
right.
I've are more familiar with.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
So, yeah. And it depends on what time you travel as well. If your traveling pattern is off-peak, then you probably save less than if you travel during peak time. Let's say you travel during peak time.
Yeah. We've got to work on your marketing now. Here, Chen. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've really got to get your slogan working here, mate. But that's all right. You keep going. Tell me.
So during peak time, you can save up to $20 per week. So that works out to be like $1,000 per year.
Yeah, 1,040. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So your suggestion is, if I lived that kind of distance, draw a circle around that kind of distance, I would be able to save $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
All right, Chen. Look, thanks. Yeah. Thanks very. And how's business? Do you have many people doing this for you with you?
At the moment, there's a lot of inquiries, but no one has actually signed up for the service yet.
Okay.
So I'm still trying to figure out. What's happening there?
It's a pretty new business for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Jen, let's sit here for a moment and we could channel the wonderful people at Woolworths for a second. And can we come up with a slogan for you or some easy way to explain it to people? I'd like to drum up some business for you because it's a totally legal thing. And I say well done to you as an enterprising young person, but we need to work on your sell.
Thanks, Justin.
Okay.
I'll need it.
All right. So what's your slogan?
At the moment, it's tip into freedom.
Now, that's not bad. That's not bad. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. We need to get the 1,000 in there. I could save you $1,000 a year.
Yep.
All right. It's good. Okay, Chen. Thanks very much for the chat. I appreciate it.